98.1 FM, AM 1220 KHTS, hometownstation.com for the latest updates, the latest local response to coronavirus COVID-19. We caught up with Santa Clarita attorney Lou Espin, who is an expert in bankruptcy law among a ton of other practices. He joined us and provided us tips on how to prepare ourselves for this economic downturn and really this disastrous situation that we've all found ourselves right smack dab in the middle of. So this is Santa Clarita attorney Lou Espin.
My name is Louis Espin of the law offices of Louis J. Espin. I am an attorney of 35 years and am a certified specialist in bankruptcy law, one of only 165 in the state of over 330,000 attorneys in California. What we want to share with you is how should you be preparing yourself financially in the coming weeks and months. The first thing that we counsel our clients to do is create a spreadsheet of all of your creditors. And this is advice that would be taken not only in these times, but also in preparation for an earthquake. Make a list of all of your creditors. The creditor name, their address, your account number, and a contact number that you're going to reach them at. Once you've compiled that list, you would then go through the list and contact your creditors and explain to them your situation arising from the coronavirus. Are you furloughed? Have you been laid off? Or are you a small business owner who is in a non-essential business and therefore your business is not open? Or are you employed, two of you employed, and your income has been slashed? Call your creditors. If you are calling during regular business hours and you've reached a call center outside the United States, ask for U.S. domestic and ask to speak to a representative who you can relate to. Explain to them the situation. Ask for an email. Ask for a fax number. When you're done with the conversation, send an email or send a fax confirming the conversation. For example, this email will confirm our conversation in which I explained to you my situation, in which we agreed that the terms of my credit card will be modified and then set forth what the agreement is. It's very important that you follow up with these writings. Creditors will not follow up with writings. They're reluctant to do so. But it's important that you do so, because if a dispute arises and you do wind up going to court, the judge will want to know that you have a piece of paper that says the date, time, and who you spoke with and what the conversation was. That is evidence to support your argument. Please do so whenever you talk to a creditor, whether it be a credit card company or your mortgage company. Confirm things in writing. Ask for an email or a fax number to send a writing. The next thing you want to do, create a budget. Many people do not operate within a budget. We like to say that there are the following categories to a budget. You have a mortgage payment or rent. You have car payments, student loan payments or tax payments, and you have household expenses. These are the major categories of a budget. Household expenses are the item to get away from people the fastest. Household expenses include the cost of walking in the door, turning on the lights, washing your hands, and taking a cold one out of the refrigerator. The electric is on, the gas is on, the water is on, the cable is on, the internet is on, the car insurance is paid, the life insurance is paid, the health insurance is paid. Those are your household expenses. What also comes into those household expenses is food. And what most people don't account for is the cost of going out to eat. They just don't keep track of that. It's time to keep track of those things. It's time to keep a budget. The average family of four has household expenses that excludes car payments and excludes mortgage payments or rent payments of about $4,500 a month. That's right. Just walking in the door is going to cost you $4,500 a month for four people. That means that your gross income has to be about $7,000 a month, and you haven't paid the mortgage or haven't paid the rent. You have to get a control of your budget. You have to set up a budget. And then on top of that, you have to set up an emergency budget. Now, common sense says that you should have at least 6 months of savings. Let me tell you, the average Californian does not. Start with a week, add another week, until you feel that you are being successful in setting those monies aside. Build it up as fast as you can. Don't stress over it. Just do the best you can. Set up a budget and set up an emergency plan to set money aside. The next thing you want to do, if you can, is if your interest rates on your credit cards are high, look for lower rate interest on other credit cards. If you can, you would want to transfer from higher rate interest rate credit cards to lower rate interest cards. But don't stop there. Take those higher rate interest cards and shred them. Put them away. Do not use them. Do not borrow your way out of debt. What I mean is you can transfer from one high interest card to a low interest card, but do not go back and use that credit card with a higher interest rate. All you'll be doing is adding to your debt burden. Do not do that. The next thing you want to do is you want to write a hardship letter. Why is it that you need this relief? Do you own a small business that's a non-essential business and you don't have the income? Are you furloughed? Are you unemployed? Set forth the reasons for your hardship. If you need help in writing the letter, ask for help. Contact our office. We may be able to help you with that. Do a hardship letter, because the next thing you may look for is any type of government assistance. If you've been laid off, of course you may have unemployment. There may be other assistance. Santa Clarita is a community rich in people who are looking to help others out. We have more nonprofits in this community than any other. Reach out and see if you need government assistance. And if you do, by having your budget together, by having your hardship letter together, you may be able to get government assistance quicker than not. One thing that we recommend against: do not draw down on your retirement. Again, do not draw down your retirement. Some financial advisors and pundits would recommend that you do. Our experience is that you don't. Over the years, we've seen countless clients come in who thought that they can remedy their debt issue by drawing down their retirement. If you are under the age of 59 and a half, as my colleague Matt Denny, CPA, would say, you will find yourself being assessed tax penalties. Consult with your CPA of the tax penalties that you may incur if you even are thinking of drawing down your retirement. The amount of taxes that you will pay will far out the amount cut. The amount that you will have to pay will make having paid off your debt pale in comparison. Do not draw down your retirement. You will never get it back in there, and the tax penalties that you may have to pay far exceed the benefit to paying off your creditors. Do not get payday loans. You will be barraged in the mail by unsolicited offers to get loans. Do not take them up on those offers. Shred those documents. They have your name on it. Shred them. Do not throw them away. Shred them. Do not fill them out. Do not go online. Do not get a payday loan. If you believe that your financial situation may be in peril, if you believe that you are going to lose any sleep, please contact our office, esbinlaw.com. We are here to help you. We've always been here to help this community. You can reach us at esbinlaw.com. We are taking clients who want to see us but do not want to come into our office. We are seeing them through Zoom. We will set up a Zoom meeting with you, and we'll meet with you through a Zoom call. You get the same benefit without the risk of any of us being exposed to the coronavirus. I want to thank everybody. Good luck. Be safe. Stay safe. And God bless.
Santa Clarita attorney and bankruptcy law specialist Lou Espin here on KHTS 98.1 FM and AM 1220 KHTS, providing us with some tips on how to manage our funds, how to sustain good credit, and really how to navigate this disastrous health and financial and economic downturn that we're all smack dab in the middle of. For the latest news on the coronavirus COVID-19 response locally and how it's impacting our community, go to hometownstation.com.